Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, gentlemen, did we in fact get our $1,500 bid on the board for Swinging for a Cause?
We did!
Woo!
Let's bump that number up.
Yeah.
Now,
for charity.
That's right. The 5, next 000. Thing we need to do is defeat Sean and RJ. They're currently at $2,500. And here's what I think.
They only had RJ and Bobby this morning.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why the number was so high? Because Sean wasn't there?
Definitely.
Oh. Makes sense.
And here's what I'm going to throw out there for Jared. We're going to do this on air and figure it out. Sean and RJ, you get Sean, RJ, Bobby, Peyton, and 6 other people. All right? It's a table of 10.
Okay.
For G-Bag, they have Gavin, Broadus, Eric, Zach, Lucius.
Most of the station.
Probably need more people on that show. And so they're still going to get 6 people. That's a table of 11.
Yeah.
So I think if it's just me, Corey, and Alec, we should get at least 7 extra people at our table, because then that would still be 10. And that's just a better value. So you could buy one of those other tables like a chump,
yep,
and only be you and 5 other people, or you could buy our table and you should get you and 6 other people. That's a better value. And right now it's cheaper than Sean and RJ. This is just common sense.
Yeah. And you know what? Go ahead and roll it all out right now. Whatever number you were thinking of spending on it.
Yeah. Do that.
Up it to 3,000 right now.
And if we get up to 4,000, you get special VIP status, which includes the VIP bar, early entry. What? And if you win ours, you can come hang out for a show.
Hold on. VIP bar.
That's right.
Early entry.
That's
which
right.
means you don't have to stand in line
exactly.
like all the other chumps.
Exactly.
Plus you have a VIP bar.
Exactly.
And you get to get in early.
Exactly.
And a VIP bar. But most importantly, you get to come in and hang out with our show. Kevin, that's in the new building also.
Yeah.
That'll be in the brand new building that we built, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's how it happened.
Sounds
and
right.
You can be there with us in
it's
the new
true.
Building. And guess what? That's not just the station. The whole cluster's involved there. So you can meet all the personalities in radio.
I like it.
Mostly us, though.
Oh, okay. Right now, hey, you can meet the host of the C Block starring Corey Majors.
That's me. You can also meet the G-Bag Nation at AT&T Stadium today if you'd like.
I knew that. At 2 o'clock.
Oh, man! You're welcome. They're not bidding. They're not doing a table, though, right?
They are.
I don't think they are.
But they got Saudi money in their back pocket, so don't worry about bidding. Broadus will take care of that.
That is a legitimate thing, I'm told. Kevin, it is time for the C-Block. Where we also do hits and misses.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some stats and numbers that I wanted to throw your way, because we keep track of these every single week. The top 10 rushing records this weekend, as of the last 3 weeks now, 8-2.
Wow.
8-2. That brings us to a 57-16-2 record this year.
Holy crap.
57-16-2, I think.
So we need Javonte tonight to we really do. We show def- out. To,
yeah, look. If you rush the ball well, you're probably, the odds are in your favor of winning the ball,
right.
winning the game. Tracking the top 10 passer records of the weekend, 4-6, bringing us to a 36-40-2.
They suck. Man, every single week it feels like he gets more oppositely defined of run the ball, win. Mm-hmm. Throw the ball, lose.
Yeah.
And I realize sometimes you, like the Flacco game, you build up stats because you're losing and you're like, hey, I'm going to throw for 8 billion yards.
There were 35 players with at least one receiving touchdown this week. That's a lot, wow. I feel like.
It does feel
like. Seven of those had 2+ receiving touchdowns. So, ooh. Out of the 35 people,
and
seven of them.
We haven't seen the Cowboys defense yet.
You're right about
so
that.
So that number could definitely go up.
Seven had at least 2 receiving touchdowns.
That's impressive.
That is wild. 15 quarterbacks threw an interception. Their record, 8-7.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. Flip that around. 7-8. My
but
apologies.
Still,
7-8.
Not necessarily disqualifying from getting you the win.
Yeah. I don't know why I wrote 8-7, but it was 7-8. 4 quarterbacks fumbled the ball this week. They were 2-2. So that stat doesn't give us anything. 11 quarterbacks were sacked at least 3 times. Their record, 4-7.
Ooh, okay. So what we're learning, turnovers and may not move the needle, at least this weekend, as much as quarterback pressure. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been told by Jerry Jones that this is the most pass rushers.
So what does that mean?
Oh, then they can't get to the quarterback. But we have a lot of them.
They have a lot of pass rushers.
That's true.
They don't have a lot of the best pass rushers.
Yeah.
But they have a quality in numbers or quantity in numbers. Every team who's running back fumbled the ball this week lost. So if your running back fumbled and gave up the booty.
So don't play Jaden Blue.
And then 21 players had 10+ tackles this week.
Wow.
That is the most since week 5 when 24 players had 10+ tackles led by Shamar James, who had 15. It's the fourth time this season that at least 21 players have had 10 tackles.
Corey, I have news.
Typically it's 17-18.
The Dallas Cowboys have activated Cooper Beebe.
Of course they did.
From the reserve, injured, designated to return. They did it today. They put Jack Sanborn on injured reserve and also signed Malik Davis to the active roster and elevated Zion Childress and Princeton Fant. So, Zion Childress, when we were talking about needing another defensive back, but probably most important in that group, Cooper Beebe activated, which you got to think, obviously, that means he's good to go for this evening.
Don't you feel like Malik Davis is the guy that you're just like, yeah, activate him and he can play tonight?
I'd rather see Malik Davis than Jaden Blue.
No matter what. I just always feel like they're just like, just get him on the field.
Yes.
If we need an emergency, and he'll come in and he'll run for 60 yards and be like, thank you. And then send him back. You're like, why do you keep sending him back?
Yeah.
They're like, cuz.
So that's interesting because that's a few players in Zion Childress and Malik Davis and then Cooper Beebe that could all see time tonight.
Absolutely, they could.
Maybe Princeton Fant as well.
You really want that.
For Scooney.
How are you feeling on Spanford?
I like Brevin Spanford.
I like him too. I said a couple weeks ago I prefer him to.
He's
Scooney
your
right
tight
now.
End too, right?
For me, it is.
Yeah.
The job he does in both areas. Kevin, would you like the hits or the misses?
Ooh, I want the misses.
All right, let's start with the misses. Honorable mention: Jordan Love, 270 yards and an interception, never got into the end zone. Should have been another interception, by the way. Kevin, you saw the one that should have been.
The guy, the Panthers guy, dropped it in the end zone.
Jackson.
Because he saw that there was nobody that was going to stop him from scoring a pick six. And he was like, ugh!
Yeah. There was nobody within 10 yards of him in the end zone.
Right.
When the ball was in his area, he was like, there's 100 yards between me and an end zone. And he thought about that 100 yards before he actually secured the ball.
And he dropped it. Yeah.
And that should have been another one. Jordan Love, 270 yards, but not getting in the end zone against the Panthers. That's tough right there.
Yes.
They need to be better. We're going to go with another Packer for honorable mention. Micah Parsons.
Oh, but he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Had 21 pressure opportunities, 0 pressures in this game. That is his first
0 pressures?
First career game without a single pressure. As we said earlier, Ekwonu had a really good game against him. I was watching some film on him. And Micah just could not defeat him. And this was really fun to watch. Dude, there were a couple of really good tackles this weekend. If you got a chance to watch some really good tackle play, it was really nice. So get a chance, go back and watch some film this week.
$47 million.
Top 3 misses of the weekend. Man, there's something I wanted to say about the 47 million, because somebody also pointed out that Mike is still struggling in run defense as well.
He is.
And Rico Dowdle benefited from that, I guess.
Yep.
But then there are people that are like, oh, you it's scheme. And you're like, we watched it. We know, yeah. Like, we know the experience with Micah. It's not that he's always just getting bullied out of the game, but he will either go hunting for a sack and vacate the area he should be in that's trusted that he's going to be there, or sometimes he does get washed out of it because that's not what he's trying to accomplish.
Yep.
And again, great player, extremely talented athlete, a fantastic pass rusher.
He's a great pass rusher.
Except for this weekend when he had zero pressures.
Right.
Which is weird. But that was one of the small things. And Jerry will throw out a lot of different things about, hey, we never won a Super Bowl with him.
Well, right.
Jerry, there's a lot of other problems in that conversation, man. Number three, Dan Quinn, miss of the weekend, leaving Jaden Daniels in to get his elbow dislocated.
They were losing by 31 points with like 7.5 minutes left. Why was he in the game?
You said non-throwing arm. I wonder how that affects everything else.
Yeah.
Like your throwing and all that. I guess you need a little bit of leverage, squeezing. There's a lot going on there. But you're right. He probably should have been in the game. The only thing I can think is that Dan Quinn was like, he's been injured. We need to find a rhythm of some sort. Just leave him out there. At the end of the game, we'll get through it. But, Kevin, you asked last week about Jaden Daniels' injury history for the future.
Yep.
And that was one of the things that I said I think is going to plague him. Just the way he's built and the way he plays the game, I think it's going to be a little bit problematic, no matter how good of a thrower he is.
This is a good question from the 817. Do you think the Cowboys' defense could have as many pressures tonight as Micah did?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so sad.
Number two.
But you're right.
On the misses of the weekend, Daniel Jones and the 6-turnover Colts.
So here's what's really crazy about that. Do you know in the entire season before that game, they had 4 turnovers?
Really?
In 8 games, they had 4 turnovers. And in the game you just mentioned, 6 turnovers.
Kevin, I do believe that hasn't happened since 1954. When football began.
A
team gave up as many turnovers as they had given up all season in one game. I think in 1954 was the last time I heard that happen.
I mean, and they'd already played like, what, almost half the season? Golly, that's terrible.
Yeah. So, listen, I don't know if this changes your mind completely on what you think Daniel Jones and the Colts are.
Sure.
But this was a true test. Steichen was like, look, we're going into a hostile environment. We got to be ready for that. It was a hostile environment. TJ Watt was on one, too. They did not convert what they needed to convert. And that's a tough defense to play against. So I'm not changing my mind yet. But this, I really did think the Colts are a good team that'll be in the playoffs. But are they an elite team?
Right.
As Carter was talking about earlier, Texas has learned how to win.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt might not have learned. I don't know that the Colts know how to win those big games yet, but they might.
That makes sense.
If they stay within the balance of what they do. And then number one on the misses of the weekend, Joe Flacco, 470 yards.
What? How is he the miss?
4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 3 sacks, 1 fumble as they lose. Also, the Bengals defense missed 15 tackles.
I mean, that sounds right, because that was a career high for Joe Flacco. And they still lost.
That's a miss, though, Kevin. No matter how good he was, he still missed because they lost.
Why is it in the Bengals' defense? Why is it Joe Flacco?
I think you know.
I don't know.
On to the hits of the weekend.
Number one hit, Cooper Beebe. He's back.
It hasn't happened yet.
It's going to happen.
Honorable mention, Matt Stafford, 281 yards and 4 touchdowns with a 140.8 rating.
Do you think...
MVP?
Do you think the Saints knew the game was over?
When the first one was thrown?
Yes, because on that first drive, Matthew Stafford was 8 for 8.
He was so good.
On a 12-play, 88-yard drive. Do you think they're like, all right, well, that's it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Probably so.
Okay.
That was impressive.
Very
to say the least. And him and Devontae Adams look like they found each other. But then he's like, oh, yeah, don't forget about Puka Nacua. I'm like, everybody's good.
Yeah.
Also on honorable mention, the last one, Kyle Manongai, 176 yards in the absence of DeAndre Swift. Rookie rushing for 176 yards. That is impressive. He also scored me 22 points in fantasy, so I appreciate
that. And a quick question.
I've had him for a while as a backup.
Do you think that Corey's fantasy football bias helps elevate or lower some of these people on this list?
It definitely does because it impacts NFL overreaction or reality. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because it affects everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. You Eagles fan?
That is not true. Haggard Eagles, my kid's middle school.
Mm. So do you like the Eagles?
But their season's over. Mm. No.
You know who's not? The Philadelphia Eagles.
They can get out of here with all that crap. Mm-hmm. Number three on the hits of the weekend, Rico Dowdle, 140 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. The man is possessed, it almost seems like, and he should be the starter on that team. Just abandon. I'll appreciate Hubbard. He's not doing what Dowdle's doing.
When Hubbard came back, like after those back-to-back Dowdle games, I was like, oh, good for you. And people were like, are they going to split? And I was like, what do you mean?
Why would you change
exactly what
you're doing? Dowdle's a good running back. I don't think this is a miss on the Cowboys' part by any means. Like, they were like, okay, we appreciate your time. And then they went with Javonte Williams, who's having a really good season too. But Dowdle's having an exceptional season for the short period of time he's been in. Sam Darnold at number 2, 330 yards, 4 touchdowns. He had 290 and 4 touchdowns in the first half alone.
On zero incompletions.
Yes, and a 141 passer rating, which pumped him up above Matt Stafford, by the way. So that was a phenomenal job by him.
This year, 70.4% completion percentage for him. 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's also the only quarterback in the NFL with multiple 300-yard, 4-touchdown games.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't know that he's completely unlocked because I got to see him in a playoff game.
I hear you.
But Seattle itself is a team that will be in the playoffs. That NFC West is fascinating. They'll be in the playoffs. It'll be something to shake up there. And then number one, Brock Bowers and Drake London each had 3 receiving touchdowns. Congratulations to those fellas, even though they both lost.
Hold on. What? Why does Drake London get to be number one on the hits and they lost? And Brock Bowers also is number one on the misses, mm-hmm, and he lost.
He was connected to the Bengals' 15 missed tackles.
Joe Flacco's not tackling
anybody.
It was
mostly the Bengals' defense more than it was Joe Flacco in this one. I just had to point out the great numbers by Joe Flacco.
All right, fine. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to ask for permission to play bonus audio. Can you give me cut number 11? Because I think this guy should be lumped in for biggest losses. This is the Falcons' kicker who couldn't make an extra point.
Parker Romo to tie the game at 24. And the kick is no good.
Man, Romo not coming through on an extra point.
Can you believe it?
Yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do some Wanker of the Weekend, but also your Cowboys predictions for tonight. 877-881-1053. Cooper Beebe is back. What is your prediction? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
They are on the ball quickly. First down, play fake, boot right, throws it out to the right. Ferguson dives in from the 2. Touchdown, Ferguson.
The guy is a touchdown machine.
PNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we got a whole lot of stuff going on pregame with the G-Bag Nation and the Specs Tailgate Show. We'll get going from the Brad Sham broadcast booth at AT&T Stadium at 2 o'clock. We're going to chit-chat with them in a few minutes. At 4 o'clock, Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus will be live from the Miller Lite West Plaza for the official pregame show. And as part of that pregame show, they will have on former Cowboys great Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. And then Chris Arnold's player profile this week is with C.D. Lamb. Now, I want to get your predictions for tonight's game, but also,
I believe Jerry Jones will be with Chrissy Scales as per usual for the owner's box meeting.
Well, it should be an interesting one because Jerry Jones, I guess now per multiple reports, told Stephen A. Smith on his podcast that he has already made a trade and he is working on two more. The NFL trade deadline is tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central. So you got about 25 and a half hours. And Jerry Jones said he already made a trade. Don't know what that is yet. And that two more are potentially in the works.
So the paper, wow, the paperwork is in on one then, at least. And the
so he says, to, yes,
according to Jerry Jones with Stephen A. Smith, he also, Kevin, never mind. This is being deleted. So,
oh, okay.
This is a different story.
All right. So if you want to help us wildly speculate about who those people could be, that's great. If you also want to send in your predictions for today's game, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel injury text line, that would be fantastic as well. Just remember that pregame show is going to have Troy Aikman and CeeDee Lamb on it and Jerry Jones and Brian Schottenheimer. Where else would you need to be today than right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we told you that Cooper Beebe has been designated to return off of injured reserve. So it looks like he'll be in this evening. Jack Sanborn takes his place on injured reserve. Malik Davis is up to the practice, up to the active roster from the practice squad. And then Zion Childress and Princeton Fant have also been elevated from the practice squad. So a lot of move-ins and shake-ins there. Probably the most important being Cooper Beebe is back.
Kevin, Jerry cannot help himself. He just cannot.
Sure.
Regarding just John Machota, regarding the SiriusXM, while talking about Michael Irvin and DeMarcus Ware, quote, not one time, not even in the hottest of Tua days in August in Texas, I never seen either one of those two guys go over and lay on a damn training table in front of a million people. And if you remember, Micah did that, and everybody was like, the hell, dude?
Okay.
And so that...
and that kind of feels like for everybody that when we brought it up, they were like, no, nobody cares about that. Well, the owner of your team cares.
Mm-hmm. At the time, he was like, well, no. Just keep your mouth shut so I can pull this trade off.
But then again, sometimes he cares about things that I'm
curious
about. He just
keeps bringing it up, though, or keeps having that conversation, and... here we are. But
yeah,
hopefully there are three trades in the mix. Hopefully there are three trades that can help this team after the bye week be something special.
All right, Corey, how do you feel about this prediction from the 214? It's going to take a couple of twists and turns. 42-0 Cowboys, but I just wanted that set on air. Honestly, it's probably going to be more like 37-31 Cowboys. From the 817, Cowboys win, and as a whole team, they get more pressures and sacks than Micah, and they win 45-35 from the...
So they just need one.
Exactly. From the 214, 27-17 Cowboys. I know a lot of people think that Max Crosby's tweet has led them to believe that he's coming to the Dallas Cowboys, or at least...
Well, what's Max Crosby's tweet? I haven't seen this.
The hell out of Las Vegas. From the 817, 33-13 Cardinals. From the 214, Cardinals 30, Cowboys 20. Unfortunately, the defense is going to make Jacoby Brissett look like a Super Bowl quarterback.
You mean the Raider Nation? I love y'all with everything in my heart and soul. Y'all deserve better. Stay as one. It will change. And then he posted an eagle with a heart.
So, first of all, that was clearly his goodbye.
Why did he post an eagle?
And then secondly, if he ends up with the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know if it's really going to matter who Jerry trades for. I feel like that's going to get lost in the wash if that
were the case.
You think the Jerry saying I already made a trade is him talking about the Micah Parsons trade that he already made? You think that somebody said that and I was like, hold on.
I mean, you can't rule that out because in previous trade deadlines, we've had this exact conversation. Remember, it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago when he was like, I mean, we've already been active on the trade deadline. We traded for Brandon Cooks. And we traded for, and you're like, no, that happened in the offseason. That doesn't count.
Well, he did say immediately it will have him on the field and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Is he going to play tonight?
Not tonight.
Then no, it won't.
After the trade can
okay.
be made, Kevin.
Okay, but don't say immediately when you have a game tonight. Because then that makes me think that player is going to play tonight. We traded. We did it. Yeah.
He's playing 2 in 1 week. I would love it if they were like, again, I said it earlier with Minka. Hey, might as well bring him in and let him go out there and run around both two nights in a row.
For the 2-1-0, I can't believe in the defense, 45-37 Cardinals. And this is the point where I just, I guess, give everybody a friendly reminder that I do believe the over-under for this game is 54.5. So if you think it's going to 53.5, excuse me. So if you think it's going to get up in that neighborhood, maybe not such a bad idea.
I definitely think that Arizona can score 30.
Okay. That'd be their season high, right?
I don't put them at 45.
Sure.
But I definitely think that this defense is bad enough to where you can put 30 on them.
Yeah.
But the offense is still in a range where they can put 37 up. So that's where I am with this game is I see a 37-33, 37-35. I don't see a not close game. Cowboys haven't proved that they haven't proved that to me yet for them not to give them a benefit of the doubt. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything like that.
I'm starting to think this should maybe be a new, at least mini segment on Mondays. What do you need to happen tonight? Because from the 2-1-4, I need Javonte Williams and Ferguson to get me 17 points. That should be a future mini segment. What do you need to happen tonight?
Oh, absolutely, dude. There are so many nights where you're looking at it and you're like, okay, I need 2.5 points or I need 65 points and I have one player. History. One night, dude. Mike Vick went out there and scored 52, and everybody's like, the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And it won somebody a game. People, y'all know, you fantasy football players, you know, Mike Vick won you once.
From the 4-6-1, Baker is going to come out in a Cowboys jersey tonight. That would be amazing if instead of the Cardinals, he comes out for the Cowboys. That makes sense. I have always thought that teams should negotiate with the team that's already right next to them. Just first, start with that team and be like, yeah, hey, do you want to make a trade? You can just come over right now. And then from the 2-1-4, I 100% think one of the trades Jerry is referencing is the Micah trade.
We already signed a free agent. What are you talking about? Well, we signed CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
He was your own free agent.
From the 8-1-7.
We signed a free agent.
Cowboys lose 28-21, and Jerry trades Brandon Aubrey before the game. Man. There's segments that you think sometimes will get traction that don't, and segments that like you don't necessarily will think will set social media ablaze. The Brandon Aubrey report that you brought up that we just talked about, I just thought like people would move on with it. People have so many freaking thoughts about that.
Is this Jerry doing what Jerry does, though?
Yeah, of course it is.
Monday night football game. I need to bring more eyeballs than ever before. Let me go ahead and make everybody happy and say that it's the trade's done.
Yeah.
And then another couple trades could happen. And the intrigue's in now.
I'll agree with that.
And the trade that was done is like one that you're just like, what?
I'll agree with that if I go back and listen to the podcast and he goes, you know, Steven, we really need to take this team to the max. And then I'll be like, hold on. I see what you're doing from the 6-8-2.
And that would be the Crosby and effect.
Yeah. If it's something like that, then I'll buy into it. Javonte Williams, I need him to get 21 points tonight so I can stay undefeated. And then for the 8-1-7, I need CD to score more than negative 8 points. In that case, don't you just bench him? Just to make sure you're going to win?
Yes. No, you don't want somebody to fumble. You don't want somebody to miss a field goal. You don't want your defense to give up points. If you're ahead and there's no way your opponent can beat you, take a player out of the game completely.
Only
reason is because points totals
tiebreaker
sometimes can be a problem. So later on down the road, if you're trying to win a playoff and you needed that extra 3 points, but you could lose the game.
Okay, what's the most negative points you've ever seen a player get then? Because that would be my barometer. Like, if the most I'd ever seen was -6 and I'm ahead by 10, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to play this guy.
I've seen defenses get like -10 before, but that's about it.
From the 214.
Max Crosby's nickname is the Condor. So maybe that's what that little eagle logo was in your face.
From the 214, what are the odds CeeDee Lamb puts up less than 12? I'm guessing that is what they're hoping for. From the
-6.
Okay.
Are those the odds?
That is not how odds work.
We'll see.
No. From the 806, I need Jake Ferguson to play terribly and Trey McBride to have the game of his life and still somehow the Cowboys win. And that's what I always struggle with in the fantasy football world. It's like, I need these things to happen that maybe are not favorable to my team, but my team still win. Like, I get it offensively because you're like, hey, I need a shootout and I need the right people to catch the right passes and still have my team win.
From the 6-8-2. Yes, Corey, that game Mike Vick had 52 or whatever was against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. DeSean Jackson was his best friend. Kevin, don't forget, last week Jerry did tell you, whenever you asked, if there is a trade made, it will be not sending good players away.
Was that before or after he did not care for my answer?
I think it was before.
Okay.
But hey, he didn't say he didn't care for it. He didn't tell you to shut up. He didn't cuss at you. That's he just true. Said, I have taken note of that. Thank you for your advice and opinion.
Man,
that was a really kind way to do it.
I really hope he makes all these trades and he goes, you know, I talked to one radio guy. He said we should be trading people out. And I just thought that was foolishness. Like, that actually.
How am I ever going to strike oil by doing that?
Yeah, that actually would make me very, very happy.
I'll never find a glory hole doing that.
It feels like about a 60-40 split for people who think the Cowboys are going to win tonight. Maybe like 60-63% of people think the Cowboys are going to win tonight.
I think they can.
Sure.
I think that it's more likely than not. But this team has shown me that nothing is out the window.
Except
nothing.
For trading good players away right now. They did it before, but not now.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me is like, why would you take the opinion you're 3-4-1? The three teams you've beaten are a combined 6-18 mm-hmm. going into this weekend. And when I suggested that, he was like, this nonsense. Why would you trade away?
That nonsense. All right, but he just said
the subtext.
He said, look, stupid people say things to me all the time. At the moment, I feel like you're one of them.
Okay.
I didn't feel that way, Kevin. But then he was like, I'm trying to win now.
It's a weird take to me that you trade away your best player, but then be like, but I can't trade away anymore.
Trading away the best player that he thought couldn't help them win a championship so that he could get more best players, I'm assuming, is the goal.
All right. Well,
sometimes you have to risk it.
Okay, but then
other times you end up with a bag of bugles.
But then really risk it. Yeah, and we all put them on our fingers and pretended like we were a witch.
They're not that good.
Yes, that's the only reason they sell is because they fit on your fingers.
Like olives.
But then if you're going to risk it, man. Trade all those picks you got and like go all out and build your freaking all-star team. It's going to be these half-ass measures for somebody that they got for a conditional fifth that might start most of the time at safety, and you're like, we did it.
I do have, Kevin, I do have that kind of feeling that there is like this, like, it's a thing where most people are going to go, who?
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are going to be like, you don't understand how this is going to help us.
Yeah.
Usually that's kind of the play.
It's like Kenny Clark made the run defense better.
Hey, not one man can do that, Kevin.
Oh, okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll take you live to AT&T Stadium to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
There's Brissett on third down. He throws, end zone, touchdown. Just as you drew it out, Jonathan Velma, it's the tight end, Craven Pryor.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's take you to the stadium, courtesy of D&M Leasing, to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how the hell are you doing today?
Just electrified. Hakey, how the heck are you?
Oh, it is a crazy day. So not only do we have Cowboys Cardinals coming up, and I know you guys got that on lockdown, and then we get to the official pregame show. CeeDee Lamb's going to be on there. Troy Aikman's going to be on there. Jerry Schottie. It's an extravaganza. But also, what are we hearing about? Is a trade done and are more to come?
Well, we're having fun talking about it, that's for sure, behind the scenes. I'm still not 100% sure Jerry's not alluding to the Micah Parsons-Kenny Clark trade.
I think that, too.
Okay. So, but I think there's an above 50% chance that they have made at least one trade. So all the buzz up to this point has been, over the last couple days, maybe late last week, edge, end. So we're looking at, hopefully it's one of these top guys that's available, and we're just trying to figure out exactly who they are or who it is.
What are you guys hearing out there?
Yeah, I think they're definitely working on something. Now, I wonder, does tonight matter? Are they going to wait until they get the result tonight?
Shouldn't it matter?
I don't think that it does. I really don't. I think regardless, if they win, I think they're 100% more into, all right, we're going to go ahead and do this. And maybe that means if there's a team that they're chatting with and the asking price seems a little bit high right now, if they win, do they say, you know what? All right, we'll go ahead and meet you on that one. But I think they've got a couple of things in the works. I think Jerry's being honest when he said he's working on multiple deals. It could be. I think a lot of the names we've been talking about are in play here. The Trey Hendrickson thing is interesting. I don't know if the Cowboys are in on that based on what the Bengals are asking for. Diane Orsini just reported teams are wanting them to lower the asking price. I do think a one is a lot for him. I'd love for them to still be in on Max Crosby. His comments were interesting with the Jets. Linebacker Quincy Williams, edge Jermaine Johnson, I think is interesting to them. And then, with Miami, Minkah Fitzpatrick being available, I've always wondered, and I talked about this with Brian on Love of the Star, how high do they value safety? I know we'd all love them to go do that. I don't know if they would, but with Phillips being gone, I'd love to add a Bradley Chubb, and I wonder if they would too.
Okay, can you guys walk me through kind of, I guess, your line of thinking for players like Trey Hendrickson or players that are in the last year of their deal? We were talking about the result maybe not mattering tonight. Why in the world, if the Cowboys were to lose this game, would they make a trade for a player in the last year of his contract?
There's no reason to. There's absolutely no reason to do that. So I think that they're interested in players that clearly have some control left to
them.
Okay. So I would not focus on that. I know talking to guys around the league here just this afternoon, they're making calls. I mean, you're right about some of the asking prices. I know talking to a guy who told me the Jets, Jermaine Jones was a guy that maybe that would be in play for the Cowboys. A guy from another team said that the Jets were saying they have not got any offers on him yet. There's just a lot going on right now with these teams, but I just don't think the Cowboys are going to do something for a player that they don't have any kind of control over.
Yeah, I want a guy with multiple years left on his contract, under 30 preferably, not injured. I'm not looking at this year you can close the gap and be good enough defensively, unless, maybe they're going to make three trades and make me eat those words. And if they make three and one of them is a rent-a-player, I'll be like, shoot, yeah, let's go freaking do this. But I just don't think right now it makes a ton of sense to be swimming in those waters. But, man, this is exciting when Jerry said we might have two other trades. Like, anything is possible right now.
How do you guys feel about the game tonight that could or could not kind of tip the balance of all of that?
Cowboys win a shootout. You know, I'm thinking something like 51-41.
That'd be fun.
Wow. I was going to ask you your definition of a shootout. That damn sure is a shootout, isn't it?
Hey, they've put up 40 at home every single game so far, so maybe they can keep that streak alive.
Yeah, it's going to come down to this quarterback, it's Brissett, is completely different under pressure than he is with a clean pocket. Can Dallas find some way, somehow, extra rushers, blitzers, whatever they have to do? Can you make this thing uncomfortable for this guy today? If you don't, there's a good chance you're going to get killed.
What's your confidence level in that specifically, in figuring out a way to get him touched up in the pocket?
Damn, Heggie, we've been through 9 weeks. What do you think my confidence is?
Not very high.
Well, I'm just saying, though, we've seen this team through the metrics when they do bring extra rushers have guys that get pressure. They've got five or six guys that have 14 pressures and more. We just haven't seen it in sacks or, you know, I mean, let's be honest. Brissett played in that game against Green Bay where he was sacked six times, you know. And then, you know, the Colts got after him, too, another time. So, you know, he's been a part of eight sacks for his team in two games, you know. But does Dallas have somebody? Is this a game where Donovan Ezeraku, all of a sudden, it's like we've been seeing it, but now it turns into something where he's able to get Brissett on the ground a couple of different times?
Do y'all think the move with the Eagles, like this morning, for example, picking up Phillips, impacted Cowboys' strategy at all or not related?
No, I don't think so. I think they're hunting edges is really what I'm really, and just talking to some people in the organization, that seems to be what they're focused on. They knew what they had to potentially do here. So I think they're focusing on themselves.
Now, we heard the shootout prediction from Dawson, which very much was a shootout. What about the rest of y'all?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like a 36-30 type game.
Okay.
Something like that. A little bit less of a shootout, but still you'll hear some shots.
53.5 is the over-under, by the way.
Okay, 53.5. I think love of the star. I picked 34-24 if Jacoby Brissett played. So I think the Cowboys are able to get this thing done.
You took that as a win, though, right? If Kyler Murray played, it was going to be an L.
I was going to pick Arizona in this one.
And that's just strictly because of what he's done in this building for his entire life.
Yeah, he haunts my nightmares. Going back to high school.
Kyler Murray, friends and family, get ready for the trade discussions to hit a fever pitch after Jacoby Brissett goes out and lights up this Cowboys defense tonight.
All right. What do you guys
bonus prediction for you, Heggie.
Yeah, I love it. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. It is the Specs tailgate show here. Specs, wine, spirits, and finer foods. You know them and love them, and we're all over this trade deadline story, so we'll resume the conversation and the investigation into what Jerry Jones meant when he said they've already made a trade here right out of the gates about 5 minutes.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Then when the official pregame starts at 4, remember CeeDee Lamb's going to be on that with CA. They're going to talk Troy Aikman, Shoddy, Jerry Jones. There's nowhere else you need to be on Cowboys game day, Corey, than 105.3 The Fan.
Say go Cowboys, Kevin.
Go Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.